That's fair.
Well, was there any other way to heat though? Like, any kind of stove, iron stove or anything?
They had heaters. Now they had heaters in that you place around the house. You could have a heater here in the living room if you wanted to, and put it in a place that you could run a pipe out the house. You know, the smoke and stuff would have to go out the house. But a lot of people in the place of having a fireplace would have heaters, and some people was far enough up they'd have a heater and a fireplace.
What were those heaters like?
Oh, just a wooden. I mean, just an iron. Stove. There's several different kinds. It used to have these little tin heaters. They sat on about three or four legs, and the pipe would run on out the window or the door, out the window or the wall or somewhere. And it was just made out of kind of thin metal, like, you know. And that thing, you put a pine knot in it, and it'd get real hot, it'd just dance on the floor. It'd get so hot, it'd just be just jumping. And had a little push-in top on the top of it. You'd put your wood in. You better not put too much in there, because it might you walk out of the room, that little thin heater. And then they had those old heavy cast iron heaters, I guess you'd call them, you know, that's different lengths and different widths that you'd heat. Now, they were pretty good. They'd heat a house pretty good, and they'd hold that, they could put enough wood in them that they'd hold that wood overnight and keep a fire in the house pretty well during the night, you know. But it was quite a problem to get wood, you know. Of course, the wood is free, only just a lot of work. You had to get out and cut it with axes and saws. I can remember back the time that there wasn't hardly any saws, but most of my lifetime I had cross-cut saws. But back in Papa's lifetime, there was a time that they didn't even have cross-cut saws. They had to do all the cutting with axes. You know, just chop them trees down and chop the wood off. Yes, sir, with an axe. My grandfather cleared his whole place down there with axes. No, they didn't have no saws.
That place?
Cut down. That was my granddaddy way back years and years ago, you know, when Papa, in Papa's lifetime, I think they always had saws that they could saw with, you know, just two men saws and one man saw, you know, mostly two men saw.
Well, this lamp here, is this the kind of lamp they used to light the house?
Oh, no, no.
This is a pretty lamp.
Look right on that. Go in my room there and look on that chest of drawers just to the left there, and you'll see the type of light. Lamp that we had. Look on top of the chest of drawers, just behind the door.
Oh, yes, sir. What does that kind of lamp burn?
Kerosene. Got a wick in it.
What about this lamp here?
Oh, it's electric.
What does it have in it to burn? Just a...
Well, it's an electric lamp, and I don't know. I don't know anything about it. Darn thing. Well, I just know it's an electric lamp.
What do you call the thing you screw in there?
Oh, the bulb. Yeah, bulb. Electric bulb, just like one of those things there, you see, up there. You see the six up there in that thing. And I guess isn't that a bulb? I know it's bound to have.
That's interesting. You know, you said that this house had enough, before you lowered the roof, had enough room up there for beds, even.
Yeah.
How would they have gotten up there?
Well, a stairway. But it's one little place you can go up into my clothes closet. You can go up in there. They've got an opening up there that you can go up in there and look around, you know. Of course, they went up in there and do some wiring and stuff like that, you know, through there. But I never have known. I don't believe they ever did have a stairway here that they used that place. I can't remember. It was before we ever came in. I don't think they ever did have a stairway that went up there, because we didn't tear no stairway out.
And well, did people back then ever have some way to get upstairs outside the house?
Really, I can't recall any houses when I was a child. But I tell you right now, there was just very few houses that had upstairs to them back when I was a kid that I was in contact with. You know, places I'd go, I can't hardly recall any. I don't know of an upstairs house in this whole community, you know. I can't remember where there's ever been an upstairs house in this community where they had to go upstairs and slept upstairs.